close your eyes. Straighten your spine. Just to take a couple minutes to adjust your posture. Your shoulders are down. Your hands, palms up on your lap. Chin is slightly in. Let's gently focus on the breathing, and at the same time, let's count the numbers. For example, like, let's see, in count of five, we inhale. So in your mind, one, two, three, four, five, that you inhale. And reach the five and stop. And exhale, counting down. So counting up, inhale, counting down in exhalation. Okay. Four, three, two, one, zero. And again, inhale, one, two, three, four, five, and exhale, four, three, two, one, zero. I'd like you to do your own pace. It doesn't have to be the five count. You can do up to like a 7 or even 10, but the same counts to inhale and up and exhale to down. And if you get yourself in a mind chatter, you're wandering off, then just bring back your consciousness to count up and count down, inhale, exhale. It might be helpful that you really imagine you are climbing stairs and up and down. So you stay at each step, each number. Each moment. Okay, go back to the regular breathing. I like you to think that your mind is like a house. So there is an entrance, the living room, dining room, kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms. See, and we have less than a month and a half to the end of this year, so we're gonna clean up. You need to gather the garbage. You need to know what to keep, what to throw away. What is valuable to you? What is not valuable anymore, or what is useful, it used to be useful, but not anymore, maybe. You may have a big closet, even a walk-in closet. Storage place is big, then you have so much clutter. So let's do clean up today. You don't have to tell anybody, so see this mind house. What makes dirty, what takes up the space, you can always get the helper. The name is Holy Spirit. But still, you need to decide what to keep. What let go. All the accumulations of your old memories. And quite a lot of them are junk. Or not useful. I'd like you to go through all your thoughts. All your beliefs, one by one, I'm sure that each of us has a lot to go through. But if you don't know where to start, look at the feelings that brings you down. Look at the thoughts of must and should. You may have a list of obligation. You may have a must list of to-do list. When you go through each of them, hold this thought on your hand and feel it's joyful, it makes you happy, makes you relaxed. What makes you irritated, fearful, even makes you angry? I must have, I must do, I should be. Some of your thoughts, even you don't want to look at. So you just left them in a dark place, and all the way back in the closet that you don't have to see. But still, in some way you know you have those thoughts. Anger toward someone who hurt you, who made you miserable, who abandoned you, who didn't treat you right. You don't need them, those feelings and thoughts. You are the only person who can decide what to keep, what let go. Once you decide to let go, then the Holy Spirit will take them out. In no time. So now ask yourself to you want to keep the anger, worry, all you need to do is to look at them and decide to choose to let go or to keep. You deserve happiness and joy and lightness. You need a space, more space to feel those love and joy and happiness. Don't clutter your mind with the feelings and sensations you don't like. As soon as you make a space, love flows in. Joy takes place. Open the windows, open the curtains, open the blinds. Let the light comes in to your mind. So you can see clearly what to keep, what to throw away. It's very simple. I guarantee you that you will not lose anything. You never lose anything. Which belongs to you? What belongs to you always stay. So you do not have to hold on to them. You do not have to put into the closet and close the door so you don't have to see. Everything belongs to you. You can enjoy. You can see. Nothing hide. When you think you have many rooms in your mind, start this one. When you think you have only one room, please. Nobody bothers you. Nobody criticizes you. Holy Spirit is always be there for you. So don't be afraid. Talk to him. And let's clean up together. Let's make space together. Let the light flow in. Let the light fill in the space. In your mind. It is completely up to you. Nobody forces you. Nobody criticizes you. Do it in your own pace. One suggestion that if you do it regularly, it's easy. It doesn't take much time. The end of the day, maybe 10 minutes, you go through all your thoughts and feelings. Let them go. That one you don't want to keep. That's only my suggestion. I just remember if you make the space always, always the light comes in. Keep this simple truth in your heart. Please put down your head slowly and come out from the meditation. Let's move on to the healing clinic. Yeah, we only have 30 minutes, but if you like to stay, you can get a short healing, like 10-15 minutes, yeah. And it's a donation base, so don't worry about the fee.7時半までなんですね、これから。もし いらっしゃるようでしたら、椅子をちょっとあっちに向けるように座っていただいて、ビーちゃん、お久しぶり。どういたしまして。
From which lesson is it? What number?
This is not the lesson. It's from my...
It's your own?
Yes. I like it.
It was always from the course, so it's not from...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, usually I do, but this time is enough.